Welcome to Good News Reflections, written by Terry Modica of Good News Ministries of GNM.org. Building your faith for everyday life using the scriptures of the Catholic Mass.
Tuesday of the sixth week of Easter. Today's theme, the saving hand of God. Psalm 138, verse 7 declares that, "Your right hand saves me, O Lord." In biblical symbolism, the right hand of God means the power of God reaching out to help us. In today's first reading from Acts chapter 16, verses 22 through 34, we see how this helping hand of God works in unexpected ways. God does not do everything that we want him to, when we want him to do it, the way we want him to do it. For Paul and Silas, God's powerful hand did not pop open the prison doors just because they asked for help. More was at stake than the lives of these two men. Notice the others who were touched by God's intervention. God is always mindful of the bigger picture and the bigger purposes that can be accomplished in all situations. He cares about the needs and the souls of all those who are causing our trials as much as he cares about us. The question is, are we willing to wait for his help when others are slowing down the process? Paul and Silas cooperated with God's plan by remaining focused on Jesus through prayer and joyful hymns. They could have allowed themselves to be distracted by the terrible conditions of their imprisonment and the disaster that had stopped their ministry, and, as far as they knew, would end their lives. They could have been resentful and angry toward those who had arrested them. They could have been lamenting that it was all so unfair, like we so often do. However, they chose to trust God no matter what had happened or might happen. They believed that, since he was more powerful than the forces that had put them into prison, their current troubles had become part of a plan that would somehow benefit his kingdom. And because they wanted nothing more than to be a benefit to his kingdom, they closed their eyes to the evidence of evil and opened their eyes to the presence of God. We can do this too. Only when we're open to and focused on the presence of God are we able to know what to do next when the saving power of God finally manifests itself. If we had been in Paul's and Silas's sandals, would we have run out of the prison as soon as the doors popped open? In Acts 12, Peter was in a similar situation, and God, through an angel, had him do just that. But not this time. Through the predicament of Paul and Silas, God stretched his hand out to the jailer and his family. Because Paul and Silas were sensitive to God's will, they cooperated with his saving hand and became the partners he selected to bring others to salvation. How awesome to allow God to turn our problems into a plan that helps others.
This has been a Good News Reflection by Good News Ministries of GNM.org. For more faith builders or to learn more about this ministry, come visit our website. You'll find Good News Reflections available by email and WhatsApp, online retreats, prayer resources, and lots more to help you know the Father's love and grow closer to Christ and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Visit GNM.org today.